Exactly, that's the joy of it. So here's Brian Blessed telling us how the internet works.
The internet. You see, I'm still in the 19th century. Yeah. I mean, just in the 19th century. So I don't know how the internet works. But I feel that we mustn't fear technology. So I'm going to learn. I'm going to learn from you fellows. But I don't know anything about the internet.
Do you think it's run by giant hamsters
and
a wheel?
Do I think it's run by hamsters and a wheel? I think there's a lot of very clever hamsters around. And it depends on your definition of a hamster. But I mean, there are lots and lots of brilliant and clever people, aren't there? But it does sound, I mean, marvellous. I've got a laptop. And I'm just beginning to learn how to use it. It was given to me by Ken Branner. He said, for God's sake, you're going into space and all this and you can't bloody handle a laptop. So Branner gave it to me. And of course, he says, I still don't know how to use it properly. I find it incredibly useful for information, you know, about countries and mountains and what's happening. So I'm actually finding a laptop quite a miraculous.
The start of the information age.
Yes, well, I just think it is. I mean, I must say that I just get that I can just find out a poem. I can find out this, any poem that I want to find out, any prime minister or any explorer on what Messner's up to, the great Rhino Messner, what he's up to at the moment, and I can find out. And, it is wonderful.
And you hinted at something there. You're going into space?
Yes, I've done 600 hours in the centrifuge, and Catherine d'Estavel and I, the great French climber, centrifuge and the Hydra and all different kind of machines. And I've been in the MiG-25, MiG-29 to 95,000 feet, a world record, and done 12 Gs, 13 Gs, and you're an amoeba.
And what, you're going to end up where?
I shall go International Space Station. I want to go to the moon. We're talking about the North Pole of the Moon.
Very good. When's this happening?
Well, over the next 2 years.
Fantastic.
Yeah.